This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Jeff Sandu
and Audrey Raj.
We will be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And if you'd like to get in touch with our show today, don't forget 018-789-8899 is the WhatsApp number, or get us on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. So we will be starting out with something we spoke about very briefly, Jeff, earlier on.
Yep.
About rented clothes at your rented desk. So imagine this: you wake up in the morning, you get dressed for work, not in the clothes that you own, but in the clothes that you rent. The ones that arrived just last night. You head out to your office, which isn't your office because you're likely a freelancer, and drop off some of the other clothes that you rented earlier in the week. This is a possibility that's going to be the reality very, very soon. Mm. How would you feel about turning up for work every day in rented clothes? Go on, Ords. Just a quick response.
Well, I think, okay, so they clearly, at the start of it, they're targeting females because they're the ones who probably have, like, you know, tons of options. So guys, it's like white t-shirt, you know, blue jeans, and it's pretty much very simple, right?
That's my point. Because the both of you are talking to me about
we're literally dressed
clothes.
Almost the same today.
Exactly. You boys are in jeans and a black t-shirt, you know?
That's the BFM uniform, though, right? Anyway,
yeah.
That's the story we'll be kicking off with today. Let us know about that. Yeah. How do you feel about turning up in rented clothes every day for work? Just to let you know, they will be dry cleaned for free, and they will be picked up for free, and of course they will also be insured. Next, we're going to be talking about a Chinese company that wants to create a fake moon.
Yeah, there's a good reason for this.
There's a good reason for it. Yeah.
Why? Okay. Is the original not good enough?
Right, clearly not. And then Audrey will be talking about a wonderful little app that's rolling out in the US right now, which could help some people who are having bankruptcy problems.
Yes.
Then we'll be wrapping up with a very interesting story. Jeff, what's this story today?
It's about how entrepreneurs can learn from a child being just, you know, curious and adaptive to the changes in time. And this is this happened in Canada, and if you're wondering, you know, why Canada, well, just go back a few days ago. I think a couple of days ago, Canada did something that the whole world is watching, and like, yeah, they're only the second country in the world to do this. So, what is this? You got to stay tuned till the end of the show.
Always a little tease, isn't it? Right. So, as we said, this whole thing about it's two companies, really. A company called Rent the Runway. Have you heard of these?
Yes, I have.
You have, yeah.
Yes.
And WeWork, have you heard of those?
Of course.
Of course she has. She's smart on this one, you know. Right, so it's about, basically, they've teamed up together. So you use, for those of you that don't know, Rent the Runway offers a service where you pay a fee per month. I think it's about $145 US for a choice of four outfits throughout the month. So you have work outfits, you have kind of weekend outfits, and you have, I think the other one is called Just Because, so you can wear it whenever. And what they've done is they've teamed up with this co-working space called WeWork. So you basically rent from Rent the Runway, and then you turn up at WeWork at your rented desk to do your work, and then you drop off your dirty clothes at WeWork. Your rented dirty clothes. Somebody from Rent the Runway will then turn up and take those clothes back. So you don't even have to deposit them anywhere. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea until your colleague or someone in WeWork rents the exact same dress the following week, and then you see that exact same dress, you know, being worn by another individual. Then what happens?
I love that you understand this, Jeff.
Right.
I love
and
that a man understands this.
Do you know why we understand this? We did research earlier on. We went to the website and we checked what was in.
That's why you guys were huddled in the studio all morning.
Yes.
Good.
So he's right. There seems to be a fairly... they said in total they have 4,000 and something individual garments. But they have quite a few different outlets around New York and Washington and a few different places. So there is going to be that problem of, oh, you're wearing the same thing I wore yesterday, I'd imagine.
But here's the thing. I think this could work, and maybe there are pros and cons to this, you know, in my mind. Just because if you are working in a co-working space, then, well, you're obviously there not to be seen, you're only going to come, maybe a couple of days a week, you're going to have a meeting with someone important and then you want to dress up. But otherwise, you're working in a co-working space because you want somewhere comfortable to work that has all the facilities and
good
such,
point.
Right? So would you actually want to wear something different every single day? Who are you trying to impress at the co-working space?
Probably.
That's a good point.
And if you worked in an office and did this, then I guess it would make more sense. But then again, you have the problem of your colleague wearing the same thing again, like you just mentioned.
Yeah, so they give you 4 styles a month for $150-something US a month. There's actually also the guys' versions of this, where you do a subscription model. They send you a bunch of outfits, and then you return back the ones that you don't like, and then they sort of understand what you like. And then once I think they will send you a box, an empty box, you put in your clothes in there, and then they'll send you new ones based again on your preference and what you like. That's happening in the US. I think it's called Net-a-Porter, if I'm not mistaken. That's happening in the US. I know some of my friends in the US actually use it for meetings, for events and stuff. In Malaysia, there is Rent-a-Dress, where you can rent a one-off, one of these really expensive gowns for whether it's a wedding or it's a gala dinner. You can do that. It's a one-off thing. You go in there, they do a fitting for you, and then you get that. But in terms of a subscription model, and you give them these styles, it has to be a collection of, it's a huge collection. It has to be like an Amazon kind of catalog.
So that's the thing. That's where the idea came from. It came from Amazon Prime Wardrobe.
Right.
We actually have a service like this in Malaysia. It's called Zarel, and they offer
you. I was just going to use that.
Sorry, but I interviewed them, I think sometime late last year, earlier this year, and they basically offer you an unlimited wardrobe, so you have fresh clothes to wear, and you get to pick the ones that you wanna keep. So basically, it's like shopping online, but actually you not having to do the shopping yourself. A personal shopper does it for you, caters, they kind of like figure out what your sense of style is, and then they send you a pack of like 8 sets of clothing, and then you return the ones that you don't want. But it allows you to try something new, and you get to wear something different all the time, so you don't have that recycle or repeat cycle to your wardrobe.
There's also this whole phenomenon of renting things and items that we see to be popping up now. I think previously we spoke about it on how, you may not own cars in the future. Like the car that you recently bought would probably be the last car that you will ever purchase.
Right.
There's also, the whole trend, if you look in Europe, there's a whole trend of people deciding to rent instead of buy a property as well. So this whole phenomenon of people just being comfortable with the idea of not owning the item that you pay for, just you're renting it, and whenever you feel like you could just throw it out and get new ones. I'm not sure about that, because I'm still very traditional. I still would like to own a car and own a few places.
Given the amount of packages that arrive on your desk,
I own.
There's nothing. Hoarder. There's no denying that you like to own things.
Yeah. So it makes you. I don't know if you keep renting every single time, your style changes and you rent literally everything in your life. Who are you? What is your personality? I know I'm taking this like way too far, but really, who are you here?
I'm with Jeff here, because why is this a phenomenon? Like, why is this happening right now? Do we not want to own things anymore? Is fashion just moving way too quickly that we need to keep up and rent things because it's just too expensive to buy and keep up with the trends?
No.
What's going on here?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. Because people have become lazy.
The kids here now.
No. I'm not blaming the kids. Think about it this way. We order everything online almost now. You order, Jeff in particular, but joking, your clothes, your watches, your phones, food, everything is done online. Yeah. For this, you're ordering your wardrobe online, and we have that mentality now where we're getting very bored very quickly.
Yeah.
You wear the outfit 2 or 3 times, and most people, apart from Richard here, who wears a black t-shirt regularly, it goes in a wardrobe and you forget about it for a little while, right? You don't really rotate it that often. If you're renting something, you can return it at the end of a couple of weeks. It doesn't matter. It's going back somewhere else. It's being washed. It's being processed. Somebody else gets to wear it. You get to wear something fresh and new.
Also, it helps with your OOTD.
Yes, it does. Right? It does indeed, yeah. Mm. So let us know. It's also good that you mentioned that about renting cars and stuff, Jeff, because I'll be mentioning it tomorrow on Cruise Control at noon, a service that's coming out of Sweden, in fact.
Yes.
Okay, do get in touch, though, if you'd like to let us know whether or not you'd feel comfortable about renting your office wear regularly. Let us know what you think about this. 018-789-8899 is a number to get us on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. We're going to take a very short break. We've got some music coming up from Feist with 1, 2, 3, 4. When we get back, how a Chinese company plans to build an artificial moon, because the one we have is clearly not good enough. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.